Hello, good people. How are you doing? Hope you're okay. Curly here. Just on my way to the country from school. It's Friday the 15th of March 2019. And it's been quite a very productive week, I have to say. It's one of the most productive weeks I've had for a long time. And that has come about through basically being around some good people. On Monday, I had a meeting with five different meetings. Each of them was a piece in a puzzle for some long-term plans. And to have those in place, or lined up to be in place, and you know, really giving me a lot of confidence in the next moves and what I'm doing as well. So, as a poet, performance poet, and you know, service provider for schools, you know, looking to expand that and hopefully help out a few people as well along the way, who are also great practitioners of what they do too. So on Sunday evening, after dropping my children back to their mother, I had a real good close friend of mine who's been a mentor for many years, named Richard Frank, who was on the Drake Dark Alien, and stopped over for a few days. And so we had a 5 meetings lined up on Monday. So the first one was a media content creation conference for stage one, primary reception. Year one and twos, these guys specialise in producing content for that age group, that age group, and they're servicing the market at that level. So we're looking to get them involved in capturing some of the content which we're producing as part of the workshops that we're doing and delivering schools. So that was the meeting number one. Meeting number two was a meeting with a lady who's been working within the school environment for quite a while, who may also be interested in helping us to basically market what we do. So having her on board would be fantastic as well. Third meeting was at a secondary school where we are looking to on a showcase event in July. So the project that I'm running is a literacy engagement project on themes of British values, core aspects of British values. We've got rehearsal, performances, because basically the project is around getting kids to write poems and utilise the language around rule of law, democracy, tolerance, respect, all those sort of things, individuality, getting them used to using these words and having them actually showcase their understanding of these words through a performance-based poem. So it's going to be 5 minute group performing a poem based on rule of law. Bad boy, you got to do that, you know, like coming up with their poems in and around rule of law. In July we're having a showcase event, and that's going to be at a secondary school in Samwell, so we had a meeting there at the secondary school, and they're really happy with the idea, and you know, we're looking to get media involved as well to raise the profile of what we're doing, invite special guests, MPs, police officers, you know, come along like that with the rule of law, get them to say a comment on, you know, what is important to follow rules, etc., people safe, safeguarding, and that sort of thing. Along with the MPs, they'll talk about democracy and the importance of democracy. So, yeah, so showcase event in July, I've got a meeting about that too, that's all sealed and deal, which is great. And we had another meeting as well with a lady called Alison Cope, who's an anti-knife crime campaigner as well, and looking at doing some collaborative work with her too. And yeah, so it's been a real, Monday was an incredible day, man. Just we're lining up lots of different people who, you know, to get them on board, use a great skill set to basically enhance what we're able to do. Because to me, as a practitioner going into schools, and it's one thing, you know, working for yourself, marketing yourself and trying to do all the things that go along with that, whether it's filming, editing, taking pictures, posting stuff online. That's one thing, but having a team of people who can all mutually benefit from each other's sweat and specialist ability, that for me is building something a lot more long term and a lot more sustainable. So yeah, so that's what's been going on, so that was the Monday, the Tuesday, was basically a summary of all the synthesizing of all the things that we spoke about the day before, with all those different people, looking how we can smooth things out. A few things that, you know, still need to be worked out, and I think, you know, sleeping on it certainly helps. So the next day we've done it with, you know, providing some solutions to some things that came out of the meeting, which is great. And we had a meeting with another practitioner as well, who's a fantastic practitioner, working with young people at risk. So he would be looking at doing mentoring for teenagers, predominantly, I would say. A great guy, great practitioner. So that's so adding to the team as well, different skill sets is really important. But for me anyway, moving forward, because the best way to learn is to get other people who are better, being around other people who are better than you at different things. So it's a great way of learning that way. Shorten the learning curve for sure. Someone can show you or just say, this is how we should go. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, learn a lot. Looking to learn a lot. And looking to help a lot too. Wednesday, was at a school, St. Edwin's. Delivered a workshop there. 170 odd kids maybe. Sixes. And seeing my voices and visions, which was great. Again, picking up little tidbits and little things as well about publishing and management and sales with Dreadlock Alien. He's a well experienced guy, and I'm always learning stuff from him, even though the, you know, the little things make a difference. So I was at school in the day, and then I had an evening session on the evening as, later on that evening as well. So I'm working with some kids who different challenging issues, but it was a small group, it's like a youth group thing. That school as well. And yesterday, that took through for a reunion in Birmingham, and we had Loud Mountain, who delivered a great drama workshop based on some themes around safeguarding young people. So yeah, that was fantastic. And then yesterday evening, I had my son's parents' evening, which went really, really well. Glad to hear, you know, he's making great progress in lots of his lessons, teaching to know he's changing and shifting his attitude towards school and such, you know. I think the fact that he's a year 8 coming into year 9 choosing his options, he's quite excited about the fact that now he's able to choose what he wants to do. So I think he's really excited about that, and I think he can't wait, because certain lessons I know he doesn't really want to be, which is understandable to some extent, but at the same time, you know, he's going to learn to play the game, and that's what I try and tell him anyway, you know. But so he's 12 going up to 19, he's, see how things work out. But you know, I was so proud of him, hearing what the amazing feedback. So that was fantastic. So yeah, so this morning I'm away to South Country. Got a full day preparing for a showcase event next week with these guys who have been involved in a band building project around the theme of loneliness, youth loneliness. So they wrote songs, they wrote poems, recorded in the studio with colleague James Stanley. Scott Bell from Make Some Noise has been incredible throughout the project. You know, because he's a musician, I'm not so much of a musician, and he's really taken a ball by the horns and really been a fantastic workshop leader throughout this project. So yes, it's coming to the close of year one of this project. It's meant to be year 2 and 3 as well. As to whether I'll be involved, I'm not too sure at this stage, but that's fantastic. Whoever I'll pass on the mantle to, I'm sure we'll do an amazing job. Really excited to see the outcome. So as I say, today is the penultimate session. Next week being the ultimate, where these young people will be performing in a primary school. So we're working with year 7th and 8th, getting them ready to perform songs that they've written next week. They'll be performing them in front of an audience of year 6s and doing a little Q&A. They'll get fun with words. The Q&A will be centred on what their experiences of secondary school are like. So there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of myths that young year 6s, you know, they're a bit anxious about going to secondary school with all these ideas that are not quite true. So they'll have the opportunity to hear from the horse's mouth, i.e. the year 7s and 8s. We'll be there and get some valuable feedback from them about what school life is like from transitioning from year 6 for year 7 and it not being as bad as it may initially think. So yeah, plus out of that as well, got a poetry anthology as well, so that's really, really cool, so I'm really chuffed about that. But yeah, so it is 11 minutes past 9 in the morning. Should be there for about 4 to 10. Session starts at 10. So yeah, that's a little update. I know it's been a few days or so. My last podcast. That's where I'm at the moment. And you know, keep driving forward. Yeah, trying to keep the priorities in place. Eye on the prize and all that. Putting the energy in the right direction. Not letting it leak out in different places that don't, you know, that ain't gonna offer anything positive back. So picking my battles and advise other people, like you know, like you guys out there listening, try and make sure you consolidate your energy and try and push forward doing what it is you wanna achieve, man. So yeah, all the best with your journey. This has been a bit about mine. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.